It is Thursday, sorry, and we let Gimpy take over, so let's give him his intro.
Be around the world, take my strong hand, get on the Gimp train, on the Gimp train. Be around the world, take my strong hand, get on the Gimp train, Gimp train.
Nothing gets me going in the morning like old men getting raped.
Oh, yeah. So there's this little thing going on this weekend, this Saturday, called the inaugural Fairway to Hell Disc Golf Tournament from KMOD, the Big Man Morning Show, and The Basket Case, Tulsa's only all-disc golf store. And I've got Amy and Kent Cox here, owners of The Basket Case, to talk about it. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So, Kent, tell me about the disc golf tournament. What is it? What are we doing? Where is it at? How do we get signed up?
What we're doing is we're raising money for Cancer Sucks.
Okay.
And so what it is, it's going to be a tournament that takes place at two courses, Course DeVilio, and then Course McClure.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what division you're in, you'll play one of the courses in the AM, and then you'll turn around after our lunch break and get to play the second course in the afternoon. We'll add up scores, tally it up, see who won. But it's more than just about the disc golf. There's going to be just great times to be had, getting to meet other disc golfers. If you don't know anything about the sport, come out. Come watch, come see, come around lunch. We'll have food trucks out there to feed people. And again, you'll never meet a nicer, more friendly, welcoming community than disc golfers.
Now, this is a doubles disc golf tournament, right? Now, what does that mean?
It basically means that you and your partner will step up to the tee box. You'll both throw a disc, and whoever's disc is the best out of the two throws, that's where you will both throw your second shot. So scramble-type format in club golf. Same thing, and then basically it allows you to score a lot better sometimes.
I dig it. So both of you guys will throw, right, and you're just going to make the one score. You don't keep score for
Correct.
Both of you. And
Correct.
Then at the end, we'll tally up the scores and see who the big wiener is.
That's it.
What if you suck at disc golf and you never played before? Is it easy to catch on?
It really is. We basically, if you have the right type of discs, they can make the game so much more fun and so much easier. Starter packs are typically easier to throw type discs. They are discs, not frisbees, so a little bit different than what you're used to growing up with and throwing back and forth to your friends.
Is it insulting to call it a frisbee in front of disc golfers?
It's just not the accurate term, right?
You sound like a noob.
You're a noob.
Amy, let me ask you, Basket Case, you guys opened this store because you guys are all big fans of playing disc golf, and if I've never played before, I can come in and get a starter pack, right?
Exactly. We carry the starter packs. We carry everything you need. We have bags, the whole works, and it's a great place to come in and just sit down and chill and ask questions. We have people more than willing to help you.
And I've seen pictures of the store, so I know that there's walls of discs, and it can be intimidating if I've never played. And I know with golf, it can cost a lot of money to get started playing traditional golf, but with disc golf, is it affordable to get started?
That's what's so awesome about disc golf. Disc golf is designed for anybody. It's cheap. You can get a starter set for $25.
That's not bad. Now, what comes in the starter set, though?
So you get a driver, a mid-range, and a putter.
Everything you need.
And some of them even have little bags in them, so you already have a bag, too, to carry your discs with you. So it makes it real simple to come in and pick something up, and don't be intimidated by the discs. They're fun to look at. They're colorful, and they're not going to hurt you.
You know what's fun about this place? My wife and I, we went in there on Saturday because she was looking to get some new gear, right? And she doesn't know really what she wants. She's like, I want something different. And that's where Amy took her under her wing and showed her and went through the different discs. And like, this is how you throw? Okay, well, this is the disc that you want. And that's the type of service that they offer down there at Basket Case. And I think that's really neat. So, Amy, with that, how do I get signed up to play this weekend?
All you have to do is either call the store or come into the store, and you can get signed up.
So if you are not from around here, because we have a big reach here on KMOD, say you're coming in from like Fayetteville or something, but you don't have time to come into the store, but you still want to play.
All you have to do is call the store. We accept credit card or PayPal.
Okay.
Makes it easy to pay, or you can even pay the morning of.
That was my next question. Do I have to come in? Do I have to call?
No, actually, we still have some entries open.
Okay.
So you can show up, and we'll accept your entry. You got to be there between 7:30 and 8:30 to check in, and then you can just sign up and get out there and throw with the rest of us.
If you want to play, just show up. We'll make sure you get a chance to play. One of the things I know about that community is, come on, man.
Yeah, it's all good.
Make it happen. You guys are also on Facebook, too, Basket Case DG. Just look for that, facebook.com/basketcasedg. And when it comes to people that have never played before, Kent, what is the thing that you would advice you would give for someone who's never played? Let's say I've played golf for years, but I've never played disc golf. Is it an easy transition?
Easy transition, yes. But don't let your ego get you to where you're.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
That's inappropriate. Basically, as an athlete, or we think we're athletes, still are athletes. I'm 45 now, so it's a little bit different healing process. But anyways, basically, there are drivers that are high-speed drivers. You have to have a lot of arm speed. You got to have proper technique to throw these discs correctly. Now, they'll go 500-plus feet if you do it right. But for the average person starting, you're not there yet. So, again, don't let your ego get you into disc that you're not quite ready for. Start out, you're more of your mid-range, easy-to-throw fairway drivers, putters. Learn your form. And then once you do that, in just literally a matter of a few weeks, you're ready to step up at that point and get better. And it's just so much fun. And there's no green fees. You just show up and play at all these parks. That's what your tax dollars are going for. So utilize it.
And yeah. I think the biggest thing that everybody needs to realize is don't give up. That disc golf is easy to learn, but you can watch people throwing monsters, and you come along and you're throwing.
It gets intimidating a little bit.
Yeah, can be.
Yeah. And you just can't give up. It is such a fun sport. It gives you exercise. You get out there and have a great time with a great group of people. Just don't give up.
That's
the key to it.
Well, in an environment, going by yourself is a little bit different than going, say, on Saturday for Fairway to Hell and getting to experience with people and get coaching with another twosome or something like that.
Right.
So, and you guys are located at 21st and Memorial, and there's some raffle prizes that are happening as well, right?
Yes, Dynamic Disc has donated to us a basket. For practice.
An actual basket. Wow.
And you set up in your backyard and just pitch all day long,
all day.
Huh?
Take it with you if you got a truck, wherever you want to go and throw discs. Also, there will be a Zuka cart on the raffle.
Well, Zuka cart?
Zuka cart. So this is about a $300 value where you load your disc and then you just pull it around the course.
Okay.
You see a lot of people that have like the bags over their shoulders.
Sure.
Or, like
this,
the backpack
style bags.
This is a Cadillac
of disc golf right here.
Okay. Yeah, coveted prize.
Built-in seat, everything, very much so.
So what is the bigger prize for in the disc golf community? Having the cart or having the portable basket?
It's got to be the cart.
Yeah.
It's got to be the cart.
Okay.
Also, KMOD concert tickets to concerts as well as to the WWE event. There are going to be other prizes out there that we'll have for the raffle. And again, all the proceeds, all the profits go to Cancer Sucks right here in Tulsa. And if you don't know Rick, you've got to meet him. He's a fantastic person. And the cause that he's working for and towards with Cancer Sucks is amazing.
Not another nice person or genuine organization out there, I think.
Just tremendous person.
Yeah.
And that organization is just fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what does this mean to the community, to the disc golf community, to have such an event like this, like the Fairway to Hell disc golf tournament that's happening Saturday at DeVilio and McClure?
So this is one of the first times that a radio station has teamed up with somebody to do a disc golf tournament. There's been a couple around the country, but in Tulsa, it's the first time for sure. And a lot of people are so excited about being a part of the inaugural tournament. Our disc golf community is so giving. They want to participate. They want to, anytime there's a charity event, man, they jump on board. And it is just so awesome to see them coming out and supporting us and helping raise money for Cancer Sucks.
And it's also putting a legitimacy to the sport out there that sometimes we've never had, because we've kind of always been in the background a little bit compared to some other sports. And so now people actually get to see it and realize what it is that's out there, and trying to get it as a demo sport type of a thing in the next Olympics, so that in 6 years we can look at possibly it being an Olympic sport.
I like
people
that.
People don't understand how huge disc golf is over in Europe. There are so many disc manufacturers from Europe, Sweden, Finland, and others that, like I said, it's a worldwide thing.
I'm curious to you guys, starting Basket Case at 21st and Memorial and just being involved in the community, what was your first disc golf experience? How did you guys get into it?
For me, I went with a buddy who was my supervisor, and Tom took me out with a couple other guys, and we threw one day after work, and my first throw couldn't have been more embarrassing, you know. Nobody showed me what to do. They didn't show me how to grab a disc. I walk up to the tee pad. I throw it about 40 feet high and about 10 feet long, and the wind catches it, and I think it went behind me. So not the best start. But then a buddy of mine actually had a heat stroke. And so he and I got to playing as kind of a rehab. His stepdad is Rick Neal. If anybody has been around the community forever, they know Rick. And he's passed away now. But that actually helped me and him kind of bond together and got him pulled out of his stroke to where he was actually exercising, doing stuff. Again, it was free. It was cheap. We could go to the park, and in an hour and a half, we've walked, we've thrown, and the physical rehab on that. And now he's got a full-time job and doing his thing again.
What a great point. I mean, if you're looking for something to be active, but you don't have a lot of money and you don't want to pay greens fees and be a part of a gym, $25 by going by Basket Case and getting a starter pack at 21st and Memorial, that's a pretty easy way to get into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating. What about you, Amy?
Actually, Kent got me into it. So he was playing, and finally he convinced me to come out and
play. So he's like, come on, just try it.
I got out there. Of course, I sucked, but I had such a good time that about a month later, I decided I would just bite the bullet and play in my first tournament. And so I played in, there's an AM jam that they do every year that's designed for amateurs. So I went out there and suffered through it, but I got to meet so many neat people that it just sucked me right in, and I've been playing ever since.
Who would have ever thought that when your boss took you out, he later would have to let you go so you could go open your own business, right?
It really turned out to be that way.
Amazing.
Now, Amy, real quick before we go, we were talking yesterday about having people just come out and spectate.
Yes.
Just come out and watch the sport. I mean, you don't have to play. It'd be nice. We'd love to have you out. But just to come out and check it out, maybe you know for next time.
Yep. We would love to have a gallery out there. It is such a fun sport. And once you get out there and actually get watch, it gives you great pointers. Come cheer everybody on. The teams are competing for prizes for first place, second place, third place in all the different divisions. They need all the support they can get. We'd love to have people come out there and watch and see what disc golf is all about.
And if you've never seen a disc fly 400 or 500 plus feet,
it's pretty.
It's amazing.
It is. And it makes that makes just coming out watching tomorrow or Saturday makes it a little less intimidating for others that haven't played before. I've got a picture of the players pack on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BMMS69. You can check it out and see what you're going to get when you register for the Fairway to Hell disc golf tournament happening this Saturday. Amy and Kent, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you so much for having us, guys.
Be around the world, take my strong hand, get on the give train, mama, give train. Be around the world, take my strong hand, get on the give train, give train.
Nothing gets me going in the morning like old men getting raped.